Greetings, people of Earth. I am once again not Rob Wieland. I am Latia Jaquis, and I am here to run these beautiful people through the Darkest House. Last episode, we established character conversions and iconic items and banes and boons and everything that makes the Darkest House for these characters from Things from the Flood. And speaking of characters, let's go around and introduce everybody.
Hi, I'm Tawny P. Thompson, she, hers. I'm an actor and fight choreographer here in Milwaukee, and I'm really excited to bring back Mags Stryker, our jock from Things from the Flood.
Hi, I'm Ethan Eichson Anderson, he, him, and I'm playing Olaf Olsen, the hick turned gearhead, motorhead. Yeah, that's what it's called. And yeah, he's coming back with his crowbar to break into stuff. I don't know.
Hello. I'm Tony Cheek, he, him. I am playing Alex Weber, the popular kid, desperately hanging on by a thread by being a rocker. And I'm excited to play a game that is spooky. I'm excited to play Alex again, and I'm excited to have a new GM and see how that goes.
Hi, I'm Jenny Higgins. I, again, will be playing Samantha Watts, the hacker and robot builder, and just like Tony, ready to embrace some spookiness.
Hi, I'm Sarah Babe, a big nerd. Yeah, I mean, that's the thing. Coming back with Melanie, Alex's little sister, and being a raver instead of a troublemaker this time, and super excited to be super spooky in the spooky house. With the
I have a feeling that should this group of players acquire many dooms, we'll be having many doom references, and it's just gonna be real fun. So final thing to mention before we actually get into the game itself, between episodes, because I forgot to mention them last episode, we did go over safety tools, lines and veils, anything that would squick our wonderful players. And you may hear some auditory X cards and things like that. We're all big on safety tools here, which I really, really love. Didn't have to fight for it because then I just would have left and you wouldn't have had any games. Let's just jump right in, shall we?
Let's do it.
Let's do it. As we kind of pan through the clouds of an overcast day in a nondescript subdivision in a relatively ordinary city, the five of you are standing in front of a house, and you're not quite sure how you got here. As establishing scene, we hear from overhead. You don't hear, but anyone watching this would hear. Once upon a time, the six of us found a haunted house. And then I vanished because I really don't want to do this, but I'm just going to put them in a haunted house because that just seems like something that a bunch of teens would do, right? Haunted houses. That sounds about right. Okay. Once upon a time, the five of them found a haunted house. And as the narration continues, you would recognize the voice of your friend Leanne. And the scratching of a pencil on paper as she would appear to be writing a story, not doing it very well, but it's a story. And the five of you, that's just five of you, right? I can count. The five of you are standing in front of a somewhat derelict house. The yard is overgrown. Some of the shingles are falling off. One of the windows might be broken. Like somebody, maybe it was one of you, who knows, threw a rock into it. And all you really know is that the impulse to go into this house is at the forefront of your mind.
So I'm going in this house. You guys want to come?
You go ahead.
Still on mute.
I'm right behind you.
Melody, did you have to break the windows?
Yes.
Ambient building. You were ambient.
Fair enough.
I mean, she could have done worse than break the windows. I've seen her do
fair
worse.
Enough. Fair enough.
So
I didn't
going
set
in?
It on fire this time. So, I mean, that's an improvement.
Should we go around back?
Yes.
We could go around back. That sounds safer.
That way no one can see us break into this place.
And no one can see if someone attacks us from there.
Is maybe the front door isn't even locked.
So we should split the party.
There's nobody around you. There's nobody.
Okay.
Like, the street is uncannily quiet. There's nobody around who would see you go into this house. But you do know, like, there is a yard in the back that you could explore if you chose to do so.
Let's check out the backyard.
Okay.
So as you walk around the back, there is a back door. There also appears to be a walled fence that is around the yard itself.
Is there like storm doors to like the basement?
A cellar?
Yeah.
No, there's no cellar doors.
Okay. Oh man, those are so fun.
Is this like one of these big stone fences, or are we looking at like chain link?
It looks to be made of stone.
Okay. Okay. Big fancy house with big stone fence.
I'm just going to try this door, guys.
Sounds good.
Back walk, door or the front door?
Back door.
Yeah.
I'm going to walk up and try to open the back door.
On it.
Now, what I am doing while they talk amongst themselves is I am pulling up the relevant room in the Darkest House app.
Ooh. Ooh. So he is opening the door. Can I
scary
kind of like
apps.
Clean off a window and look inside?
Yeah, sure.
You, on the inside.
You clean off, like there's a window that is actually on the there are two windows on either side of this actually double door. As he kind of like pries open the door. You don't see anything on the inside. It's like you definitely cleaned a layer of dirt off of this window, but as you look inside, you can't see anything. It may be they might be double paned or you know, like those fancy windows that look tinted. They might be tinted.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
But yeah, the door's open.
Is anyone else joining me in here?
Yeah,
for sure.
I'm right behind you, buddy.
Okay. Then I allow Alex to go in front of me.
I literally said I was behind you.
Yeah, so I step aside.
I'll go first. Fine, whatever. I'm the fighty one.
All of you enter this room, and the room seems very quiet and still, although you can definitely tell that it has been lived in or it is lived in. Questionable. There's a polished wooden floor back here that appears spotless. And there's dark green wallpaper on the walls with brown wooden wainscoting. And there's a small table that is just ahead and to the left of the door with a ring of keys on it.
Mm-hmm. First off, I would just like to say, if anyone's in here, we're not the cops and we're not from the city. We're not here to do anything to try to kick you out.
But we are heavily armed.
No, we're not. So we're not here to disturb you at all.
Silence.
Are you talking to people or ghosts?
I mean, you just got to let them know you're not with the cops. Like, it's the first rule.
All right.
Do you go into squats very often?
I mean, it's kind of...
She does, though.
She's looking for places to hold raves.
Yeah, where do you think you have raves?
Under bridges.
I mean, yeah.
I would like to pick up the ring of keys on the table.
Okay, absolutely. You
pick
up the ring.
Does it appear to be dusty at all, or is it like...
No, it's just, there's no dust. Like, there doesn't appear to be a whole lot of dust anywhere in this room.
I don't like somebody's been keeping it up.
Yeah. Right. As you approach the table, the ring of keys sits there. There's also a notepad with one note written on it. It says, "They steal what we see."
Hey guys, I found a note.
What's it say?
It says, "They steal what we see."
S-T-E-A-L or S-T-E-E-L? That's important.
E-A-L.
Okay. E-A-L, like you, like criminals.
I'm not a criminal anymore, thank you.
Make a rad lyric, though. I'm writing that one down.
Additionally, and you're kind of surprised that you didn't notice this at first, but in the general looking around of the room, directly across from the doors that you enter is a scratched inscription on the wall. And it looks like the words have been scratched into the wall with like a knife or something sharp.
What do they say?
The wheel of blood turns. We kill, we eat. The blood nourishes us. From that blood comes new life. We are the wheel of blood. The house has 5 occupants, but one is secret. Each has their portion of the house. The wheel of blood and the names of the 4 lead you to the secret 5th.
Oh, I love a puzzle. Okay.
What? Puzzle? Mm-hmm. You seriously think of the puzzle?
So are we the 5?
Well, none of us is a secret.
Well, you wouldn't know that, would you? It wouldn't be a secret then.
Yeah.
Well, are you secret?
Am I? I don't know. I'll never tell.
Just a note for you, Mags. The key ring has 6 keys on it.
6 keys.
Are one of them secret?
Do the keys have any sort of like insignia on them, or are they like skeleton keys, or are they like
some of them look skeletonish, some of them look like modern keys.
Okay.
It's an assortment.
Okay. And none of them are like particularly different from the other ones, like super standout-ish.
Nah, like none of them are like shiny and golden.
Okay. I'm going to put these keys with the other keys, my car keys.
Does the handwriting look similar to the one on the notepad that's on the wall?
It does not.
Yeah, because it's carved into the wall, correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, hey, guys, it says that there's 5 occupants, but there's only 6 keys. So...
Only 6?
I mean, there's 6 keys and only 5 occupants, so something's weird.
Well, I thought there was 6 occupants.
One for the front door.
Was the front door locked?
Or the keys
go through it?
Or the keys have nothing to do with the occupants?
The conversation is kind of interrupted by what sounds like a knock on the door that you just entered, which you now notice has closed.
A knock on the back door?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, which one of you guys lives here? You gotta think quick.
Alex, you should get it.
I don't want to get it.
Too late, go get it.
Okay, I'm gonna get it.
Oh, voted. Go get it.
So as you approach the door, you notice pinned to the back of the door is a note that says, "Don't answer the door."
Oh.
The note says,
I think we should leave it.
The note says to not answer the door.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I think that trumps all your all's vote.
Here we go. Hello, who's there?
That's answering the door, asshole.
No, it's not. I'm not opening the door.
There is silence.
Hello, darkness,
I'm not opening
my
it.
Old friend.
Can we kind of make out through the dirt who it is?
If you look through the door, you do not see the rest of the street that you walked onto to enter. You see... the wall that walled off the garden.
We like the wall moved closer?
Like the wall is now around the door. Mm. It wasn't around the door, but like the wall is now around the door.
I'm not opening it.
Well, we can't anymore because you said, who is it? And now the door, the wall's there.
Oh, so you think that by me saying, who is it? The wall moved.
Yeah, that's answering the door, Mags.
We should check the front door.
Okay.
It was a real bad idea to come into this house, Mags. I really wish you hadn't suggested it.
It wasn't my idea.
Yeah, it was.
You were in Melody's idea. Alex, you big knob.
Thank you, Sam.
There is a corridor that leads out of this room.
Is there anything else are there scratches or anything on the floor that would indicate that like furniture's been moved or
like any creepy paintings
or
no, like the only thing you notice on the floor is the kind of groove marks from the foyer door continuously opening and closing, okay. Nothing else. Like not even like no footsteps, no scratches of potential furniture that may have been in here. That's
okay.
It.
Okay.
Any strange stains or mysterious smells?
No. None of that.
I'll decide to take some comfort from that.
New car smell.
I'm gonna take the notepad and jot down the creepy thing from the wall, and then I think we should go check the front door.
They steal what they see.
Oh, you stole some keys, yo.
So we should only pick things up with our eyes closed, because then we won't be stealing.
Because we don't see it? We
can't see.
I don't know if that's how it works.
I mean, that's kind of...
Well, until we leave with it, is it really stealing?
We're just borrowing it for now. I'm going to put the keys back before we go.
We're just moving it, really.
We'll just asterisk the carving and put, we borrow what we see.
Well, the exactly. Carving, it's in the carving is about the...
Let's check that door.
Yeah. Yes.
Not the door you came in, the other way.
The out. Front door.
Correct.
Okay, yes. Fantastic.
The corridor. Through the
excellent. Yeah. Excellent. Wonderful. You move.
Oh, no. It's never good when you say excellent, wonderful.
Excellent, wonderful. No, I'm just saying you're moving into a different part of the house.
Ooh.
This is a long corridor that curves to the left, as you can see, with large red drapes hanging from either wall. But you can see that there are doors behind either curtain.
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm not a fan.
And there's a small side table with a candle on it as you move down this corridor.
And a letter. I also see
an envelope.
It's very envelope. David Lynch. I'm digging it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, oh, gosh. Yeah, it is.
Is there a damn fine cup of coffee in this?
Firewalk.
The gum you like is going to come back in style.
Maybe you find the kitchen and see.
Yo, if somebody starts talking backwards, I'm out. I don't care if I kind of run out of...
So can we slowly pull back this curtain so we can try to see?
Sure, the curtain on the left or the curtain on the right.
Let's do the one opposite the candle.
Opposite the candle? Sure.
Good call.
Let's see. The door on the left...
A beautiful unicorn comes out of it. It wishes... Makes all of our wishes come true. Yay.
That door is locked.
Hey, Megs, what about the keys?
I could certainly try some of the keys. Is there one of the keys that looks like it matches the door?
You want to go through and try all the keys?
Yes. Oh, God, it makes me nervous. Yes.
So yeah, it takes you, what, maybe two or three of the keys before you find one of them that fits and will turn the lock. You have unlocked the door.
I will open the door.
Okay. The door is open. Do you step into the door? Oh, yes. Hold on. Wait a minute.
Oh, God.
No. This is on me. This is me forgetting rules.
Oh, okay.
Because I do believe it is time to have our first
roll. We're gonna roll.
No,
some
our
dice.
First
oh.
roll. Yes.
Oh.
I'm like, give us the doom.
Oh wait, no, we don't, because you found the key, so we don't have to roll for this.
Okay.
Okay.
If you hadn't found the keys, then you'd have to try and break the lock.
Mm. Is anybody going to open the letter, by the way? Because I don't want to.
I was thinking about it.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you do it.
I'll do it.
Yeah, you get it. You get that letter.
Yeah, you get that letter.
I'm sure nothing bad will happen by breaking the seal on a letter that's sitting in a haunted house.
Well, we just candle, opened a big door. It's not going to be any worse than opening a door. Just crack the seal. Come on.
We can remelt the wax with the candle.
I mean, we could, yeah.
I'm going to let Melanie open the letter before I open the door. That's
I figured it's one all more right. door before my bravado fades away. So I got to enjoy it now.
All right, Melanie, you pick up the letter. You take a look at the envelope. The envelope has the name Philip written on the outside.
Oh, I'm definitely opening it.
Yeah, and the letter, it actually is, the envelope is open, but the letter is still inside of it.
Oh, okay, yeah, definitely looking at it then.
I'll send you this so that you at least get to see it.
Okie dokie.
If you cannot read that, I will read it for you because I'm familiar with the handwriting.
Okay. I'm going to read it out loud because this looks juicy so far. Dear Philip, I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm ending our relationship. I know this can't come as a surprise to you. We haven't seen each other in weeks. It has become clear that you won't even...
Exit.
Exit from that damned house. And after what happened the last time... Ooh, girl. I shall not ever go back in. I was happy once. We were happy once, but then you started lying, or maybe you started telling me the truth, and you'd been lying before. Your messages referred more than once to completing your father's great work, but you had told me that your father passed when you were very young, and that you had no memory of him. All this talk of music, mystic tools, and things you were building in the house. Oh, here we go. Whoa, Zoom helps. Okay, sorry. Turns out I'm old. lost my thing, sorry. All this talk of mystic tools and the things you were building in the house. Philip, I know you far too well to start believing you're suddenly handy in that way. You wouldn't know a wrench from a saw unless maybe there were diagrams in one of your books.
Bang, girl.
Rude.
Ellen, it is. This is the end.
Can't tell a hawk from a handsaw.
I like that one. I'm going to use that.
Do you want to keep reading it or do you want me to summarize it?
I can keep reading it if it's okay with everybody.
Yeah.
Like,
Go for it.
All right. And then the last time when I visited and tried to build some kind of bridge to you, the things you said, I couldn't even get a word in as you raved about some new section of the house you'd found by going up the elevator. I knew damned well your house didn't have an elevator, Philip. I'd been in it 100 times. Why would I believe such a story? Who finds a whole section of their own house that they'd never seen before? That sounds more like something you'd experience in a dream, not in reality. But then when I went into your pantry to fetch some tea to help calm you down, well, Philip, I thought you were alone in that strange old house. I'd been feeling so sorry for you, shut in and lonely, but you weren't alone at all. I saw that man. I don't know what he was doing there or why you were hiding him in that storage room, but I'll never forget the way he grinned at me. I still see him when I close my eyes, And even after I ran screaming, you still denied it. You maintained that you were alone and that no one else was in that house. You lied to me right to my face. Don't try to reach me. I don't know if you even would, but Mother and I are going away for a while. She thinks it would be best for me, and I can hardly argue. I don't want to be reminded of you or of us, or at least who we used to be together. You broke my heart, Philip. Do you even care? Somehow I doubt it. I don't wish you ill. I just don't want to see you again. Not ever again. I also wish you would get some kind of help. Help I simply cannot provide. Consorting with vile people. Engaging in who knows what at all hours of the night. Spending hours buried in your weird books. Living in filth. I saw all the bugs. Who or what have you become? Perhaps you need to ask yourself that question. Will you like the answer? I doubt it. Marjorie.
Is anyone else getting vibes from that time we were in the loop and there were the dinosaurs and there were all the different rooms and there were weird things and then Sam's mom got turned into dust and we sucked her up with a Hoover?
What?
What?
That was a bad time.
I was thinking about...
It was not a good day.
I was thinking about your breakup letter to me.
I'm pretty sure you're the one who wrote the letter. Thank you.
That was a two-word breakup letter, and I think we all know what it said.
Yes. Thank you, Sam.
Alex, I thought you wrote a song.
He did write a song. It was called Bicycle Kick Bitch.
And it's our most popular song, so you're welcome.
It is our best song.
It does slap.
Yeah.
Great art comes from great pain. But what about that weird dude in the pantry just grinning at her?
Is he the Stranger Six?
No, it'd be the Stranger Five.
Yes, the secret one.
Secret one.
But is he really? Philip is the secret one.
Oh, no, but everybody knows Philip's there. But Marjorie knows he's there as
well. Marjorie knows.
Do you think Philip's still here? I mean,
oh God.
Dirty on the outside, pretty clean on the inside.
I was thinking that too.
Philip?
There is no dust.
Philip!
And his mystical contraption stuff that he's building. I'd love to see some of that stuff.
Do you think we could find the elevator?
Let's open this door.
I don't think I can get in it.
Is there anything in the drawer on the table?
You open the drawer and there is a three-stemmed key. So it's a Ooh. funky looking key that it's like the top part, the part of the key that you hold, mm-hmm. like the top part of like three keys has been fused together into like one key that now has like three different blades.
Yoink.
Oh.
All right.
I put that on a chain and wear it like a necklace.
Yeah. All right. Should we open this door?
I think you should open this door.
I thought the door was already open.
I mean, I unlocked it, but I haven't opened it yet.
Well, we're already this far and we can't really get out. So
we're all behind you, Megs.
LFG, I opened the door.
All right, Megs. Tell me about a place that exists in your past.
So I guess probably the place Mag spends most of her time is on the soccer pitch. She has dreams of becoming a professional soccer player, so she spends a lot of time there. Alternatively, if you're looking for something indoors, our crew, when we were young children, used to hang out in Olaf's hayloft as our like hangout. And that was like our safe space.
Mm-hmm. Okay. The smell of fresh hay assaults your nose as you enter this room, and it looks exactly as it did the last time you were in that hayloft. So describe to me kind of what made it very special to you.
Yeah. So each of us kind of had our own little corner where like we had kind of personalized it. If I recall, Sam had like a little computer corner with like some tech stuff. And oh God, I'm trying to remember because that was Tales from the Loop, not Things from the Flood. So it was like 4 years ago.
Mm-hmm. I think I had like a Phoebe Cates poster or something.
Yeah.
That's perfect. Perfect's wonderful. But basically it's everything that you remember from that room, the feelings and emotions and like excitement tied to that area. That is what is recalled to you as you step into this room. And should any of the rest of you follow, that is what you will see.
I think instantly Mags just feels like a 12-year-old again. And it's kind of like one of those visceral moments where you're not sure if you've stepped back in time or if you're having a dream. Does anybody follow me?
I do. And I'm like, yeah. I'm cool again.
You were never cool to begin with, Alex.
I was pretty popular. You can't deny.
Shit, your Ray-Bans are back.
Oh yeah.
They're on the shelf.
They got broken.
Everything. Everything from the moment you remember this room is still here. It just looks like time has passed. Like, you know, everything might be covered in dust. The tech might not work, but still.
Is it one of those things where we enter, our clothes change to what we were wearing?
No, you are still you as you are.
I think I absolutely turned to Alex and I'm like, what the fuck? We haven't been here in years.
I'm pretty sure it's all flooded out.
Did it get flooded?
Well, yeah.
Oh, well, yeah, Olaf, you would know. It's your place.
I think when Melanie walks in, she just kind of tears up a little bit and just kind of looks around and just like goes a little corner where she would throw her knife at. And just kind of feels everything and just maybe just like lays in some of the hay and just like, you know, does the whole like remembering a simple time when everything was not.
Do you roll in the hay?
No, I just lay in it.
Is it all like we can touch it and it's real and it's
physical? Oh yeah, it's tangible, physical, all that. I think the only difference between this place and the place you remember and the place that is here is that there is another door on the other side of the room.
I think
anybody remember that?
Olaf, do you remember that?
That's the outside, like to the yard. No, there was never a door there.
No,
that would have been a drop right back down.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm like genuinely getting teared up, like remembering, like, the feelings. Stop.
I think that I grab my sunglasses.
I was thinking the same thing about finding like something.
I think my old
soccer ball is there, which I grabbed my dad threw out, as we all remember.
Oh yeah. I grab my sunglasses and it gives me like a refound feeling of cool and confidence. And I think that when everybody's talking about the door, I just don't even think twice. I just open it because I'm like, I got this. I'm my old self again.
Yeah, I probably pick up my pocket knife.
Did you guys close your eyes when you picked it up?
No, because it's fine.
No, I just took it and I hugged it.
Yeah, this is...
So Alex opens the door?
Yes.
Oh, the door on the other end?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My apologies. That door's locked.
Mags.
I toss him the ring of keys.
Shh. All right. I guess I'll try each one.
Go for it.
Sure. It is a little easier for you to identify which key goes into this room. It goes into this door. You find the right key and you see as you open the door, just another hallway.
Okay.
Are there red curtains again, or is it like just...
There are not red curtains. There are two doors on the left, one door on the right, and one door directly down the hallway.
Can we see if there's light coming in from underneath any of the doors?
You do not. Okay. The entire place is dim. Like, you had light from the candle that was on the table in the other hallway, but even that candle was almost burnt to the end. Mm-hmm. But the light is dim here. Like, you can kind of just barely see what you're looking at.
And when we exit the room, the items that we took from the old hayloft, do they come with us or do they light?
They do. They come with you. This hallway is very tall. Like, it is a very high hallway. And instead of curtains on the walls, they're like built-in bookcases. They're full of books.
I mean, obviously, we need to touch all the books to see if there's any secret passages.
I was thinking the same thing. I meticulously start tipping books.
You start tipping books and nothing happens other than like some dust is displaced.
Uh-oh.
A little bit of dust.
This may be a bad idea.
I'm going to start pushing on bookcases. See if any of them spin.
None of them spin.
Do the books have any sort of theme to them?
Not quite. They all look older than you. And you pull one off the shelf and it's like the history of Storyville or the exceedingly difficult and mildly tedious day-to-day life of Edward Schmuschenheim or something like that.
Are all of Stabby's books here?
Who is Stabby? Tell me. Tell me now.
Stabby is... Tawny can tell you.
Stabby was my character when we played Vase, and she wrote... she pretended like she could talk to the Fae and wrote books to that effect. And they're terrible. And they're all things like My Voyages with Vampires, or, and she had one for every letter of the alphabet, a la. yeah.
I love that. Unfortunately, those are entirely too interesting to be on this shelf.
Okay. It looks like they were shopping at Books by the Foot.
Oh man.
Ah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
I guess we should just keep turning left, huh?
Certainly.
That's what the video gamer brain says to me.
As you move further into the hallway, you hear that.
Oh no, no, no. No. No.
Oops. Oh, I don't. Oh, I accidentally played it again. Oh, geez. Okay, so we hear the giggles of a little girl.
Is it coming from a direction, or is it just all around us?
It is directionless.
Okay.
I lied. It is from somewhere ahead of you.
Does anyone want to go the other direction?
Oh, I can't hear it.
Do we want to walk towards the danger?
That's never served us well in the past.
You want to save it for later?
Do you think she's just listening to like a stand-up comedy album, and maybe it's nothing nefarious or
and maybe or she's really years old and a shut-in and horribly frightening?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I have to make one correction to the way you entered this corridor.
Yeah.
So you entered from one of the side doors I described. So what you actually, like, the direction that when you enter, you are looking at one door to your left, one door that is almost immediately ahead of you, one door on the same wall as the door you entered in, and then a corridor that goes to another room.
Okay.
So same configuration. You just came through a different door.
Okay. Gotcha.
Okay.
I say let's not go towards the laughter. I don't like it.
And that being the case, the laughter came from somewhere to your left.
Okay. Are these doors, do they have like skeleton key, like we can look through the keyhole type deals or no?
You take a knee and you look through these doors and you don't see anything.
Okay.
Especially not the ice pick coming to poke you in the end.
Oh my God.
Emmy, you're savage.
Good thing you found the sunglasses again. You might need them later.
Right.
Did we go back and finish the first hallway first before exploring?
We were supposed to check the front door.
And we never.
Oh, look at us being.
That's where we were headed.
What you also notice about, as soon as Mag says we were supposed to check the front door, what you saw when you were on the outside of this house was a very standard two-story suburban bungalow sort of situation. You've only been through a couple of rooms in a corridor. This does not match what you saw on the outside.
So we're in a TARDIS.
Mm. Or rose red.
Okay.
So do we want to go back and check the front door, or do we want to keep moving through the rooms?
Is there a little girl in trouble, you think, that needs our help?
I mean, she's laughing.
Yeah, when I'm in trouble, I normally don't laugh.
Yeah, I giggle all the time when I'm in trouble.
I mean, I make jokes when I'm nervous.
That's because you have emotional issues that you haven't dealt with, like, you know, our parents' divorce.
That's fair.
Yeah, that was a rough time for you. So.
Oh, forward or back?
I feel weird going forward. Backwards.
Okay, well, glad we agree.
Check that laugh. Let's just tear the Band-Aid off, shall we?
Straight to the left.
Going to the left.
Oh, God.
The door that awaits you is unlocked.
Oh, perfect.
That's always a good sign.
Maybe we should lock it and then go to the right.
I just reach inside. Yeah. And turn
do
the
I
latch,
have the keys and I just lock the door? I'm like, oh, this one won't open, guys. I don't know.
You try the keys that you have been given in this door and none of them, like the door does not lock.
So it's forever unlocked.
All right. Open the door, Alex.
Curiosity gets the better of me and I open the door.
Sure. You open the door to a nursery.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Don't look now all over again.
No.
Oh, no.
There's a creepy doll. I can see it.
Oh, no.
It looks like an is. Did any of you ever read Max?
Yep.
Now, this is one room that is definitely long out of use. The changing table to the left that is not in the picture I sent you.
Oh, God, why did it zoom in? Okay.
It's dusty, as well as the crib. There's a couple cobwebs in here. You can definitely see that the walls had some kind of like joyful wallpaper that is kind of faded. Mm-hmm.
But now it's barely a face.
That was rude.
Well,
I would like that doll. I was going to say, can I look at the creepy doll?
Sure. You go over to the crib. The doll is, unlike the picture, the doll is just sitting in the crib, but it's a round head, a round body, rounded arms and legs, but there is it's got a big old smile on it.
Does it have real teeth?
Like a rictus grin?
No. It's just like a stiff smile.
Okay.
No.
In the picture, it definitely looks like it's like, hey.
I'm thinking it's got like real teeth sewn on, and I'm like, nope.
The smile looks as it does in the picture, but it is stitched. It is not a real grin.
Like embroidered.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And as you kind of peek over into the crib to look at it, the rocking chair goes a little forward and back, gives you a little forward and back.
Nope. I put the doll back and back off.
No, it's okay. It's just a draft. It's fine.
Drafty room.
Drafty room.
You think it's a draft?
Yep. It just
inside of this inside room here where I don't see any windows.
Yeah. It's just we moved in the floorboards. We just caused a little bit of seismic disturbance.
Newfangled self-rocking chairs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What Alex said.
I don't think that makes it better.
I have a smart brother.
Yes, mm-hmm. You do. Mm-hmm. Thank you for acknowledging that.
He's so smart.
Yep. You're lost, Smags.
Uh-huh. So lost. I'm so, so lost. Thank you.
Well, I think that does it for this room. Who wants to go? I'm ready to...
Is there anything underneath the crib?
Don't look.
No. There is nothing underneath the crib.
What about the changing table that you mentioned that wasn't in the picture?
Find an old diaper.
So in the changing table, you actually find a book.
There been any more laughing since we've been here?
No.
Good.
Gonna wait till we leave and then do it again.
The book is titled Happy Family. And on the front of it, there is a drawing of a happy family. But as you open it and you flip through the pages, every page contains that poem.
Wow.
Oh. Should I read it?
Yes.
See, mother, father, daughter, and son, see the family in the house, work to be done. What's that, mother? You cannot see. Eyes scratched out. Now you are free. What's that, father? You cannot feel. Skin removed. Look past that veil. What's that, sister? You cannot hear. A little slice fixes your ear. What's that, brother? You cannot speak. Tongue in my hand. No words for the weak. See, mother, father, daughter, and son, see the family in the house. Work to be done. Okay. All right. This is demonic.
Or it's just a doctor who's using cadavers to further his studies, and we happen to be in an era where that's not acceptable, so they're writing. I've got nothing.
Yeah, no, like cadavers of his family? Or like what?
I don't know.
What was your idea?
That was a bad idea.
I never cared much for poetry.
Is everyone's eyes okay? They're still on your face?
Oh yeah, I can see, I can hear. I don't need any of this. Yeah. I don't need any of these treatments. I'm good.
Wait, where did you go, Mags? I can hear you, but I can't see you.
Shut the fuck up, Mel.
I'm gonna rub my fingers up your arm and say, "Is your skin still here, Mel?"
That is all that you see in this room. It's a square room. It's occasionally the rocking chair continues to squeak and rock.
Does it rock if I sit on it?
Only in the sense that if you sat on it and leaned back, you have created momentum.
Okay.
So I'm going to leave the room.
Right. Back out to the hallway where there's a door on the left you haven't been through, a door on the right you haven't been through, and a door straight ahead, or a room straight ahead.
I'll go straight ahead.
Okay. Everybody following?
Oh,
yeah.
Sure.
We know better than to split the party.
Yeah.
I mean, we know better, but we still
do we all agree? Do we all agree this is the door that we want to?
Yeah, sure. Don't start that. We'll just do it.
Okay.
Go for it.
Declare
you open
it
the
happens.
Door, Alex.
Each one is going to be equally terrible, I think.
Yeah, so there is no door. This leads directly into another large room. And this is the moment you step foot in this room, it is just confirmation that the inside of this house does not follow the laws of physics.
Mm.
It is a very large sitting room. With quite a bit of seating. There is kind of like a round rug in the very middle of the room on which sits two couches, a single seat and a table. And then around the room with plenty of space between them are several chairs. Immediately to your left, there is a curio cabinet.
that has all sorts of little tchotchkes in it.
So it's kind of set up so a ring of people can watch who's ever sitting in the middle?
A little bit, but not so much of a ring as the chairs are pushed back against the wall in groups of three, actually, which I'm sure means absolutely nothing.
Nothing
at all. And then on the couch and the table in the middle, you can see there are like scattered pieces of paper and, you know, it looks like somebody was in here looking at something.
I guess I'll wander over to the curio cabinet and kind of peek around and see what's in it.
Sure.
How many groups of three are there?
There are four groups of three chairs, and then immediately to your right, as you enter the room from this side, there's two more chairs.
Hmm.
So it's like 3-3, 3-3, and then if this is where you entered, there's a set of two chairs right here, and then here's the curio cabinet.
Gotcha.
I'm going to check out the table in the middle while you're looking at eyeballs and jars or whatever's in that cabinet.
Alrighty. I will let you take a look at this, Sam, while I describe the curio cabinet, because you find a piece of paper on the couch. And let me know if you need to copy, if I need to copy that text for you. Alex, on the shelves, you find miscellaneous and very tacky looking ceramic figurines of animals, like Precious Moments dolls gone wrong.
Ooh.
Animals with two big eyes, children with large round heads, and like mythical beasts, unicorns, dragons. You also find a small box of carved marble. It looks takeable. It all looks takeable, but there's something about a small box that just calls to you.
To me?
Or to anyone, really. Like, it's a box. Most people want to know what's in the box.
What's in the box?
What's in the box?
Couldn't help it.
Yeah, it's too small for that to be in the box, though.
Cool. Gwyneth Paltrow is safe. So I'll inform everybody. Hey, everybody, I found this box. Does it call to you as it calls to me?
Yeah,
would someone else like to open this? Sure. I found it, I really, really want to know what's in it, but I also don't want to open
Olaf, it. Olaf, use your crowbar. Then we don't have to touch it.
Just give it to me. I'll open it.
Here you go. If it's something cool, I want it.
No.
Dibs.
Uh-oh. But Alex called dibs. Melanie, you opened a box, and inside of it, there's a silver brooch with an inset ivory face. So it's just like a silver setting, and then like an ivory. Ivory's not jewels, but an ivory piece on the inside of it.
Okay.
It looks pricey.
Okay. Mm. I don't know. I don't think it's worth anything, but I'll bring it with and we can see if it's worth anything later.
Are we worried about taking things because of that poem? Just a thought.
That is a good point.
It just said they steal what they see.
I feel like we are they, if you will. And?
Well, I saw the box and I'm not taking the box. The box can stay.
Okay.
Or we could just leave it here because it's really not our stuff.
That is true. None of this is our stuff. Except for the wayfarers that I found in the room that was clearly our stuff.
Hey, I found a note.
What's it say?
Well, it seems like it's a journal entry. Oh. August 30th, I've entered and exited the aleotropic structure. From the outside, it appears different from every angle. I suspect if one were somehow to move it, it would change shape. It's like a lacuna in the world. It is not bound by the constraints of neither space nor time. I do not know how long I was within, and am beginning to suspect that the concept doesn't even apply. Similarly, thinking about the interior in terms of shape or size, thinking about it in terms of shape or size seems almost childly foolish. I think I will call it the lacuna henceforth. Questions I still have. Is the lacuna alive or sentient? Is the lacuna affecting the house? Where was the lacuna before I found it? In the cellar? Was it brought here? Did I bring it here? And where did the antinomy go?
What is a lacuna?
It's a hole.
Lacuna matata.
Lacuna coil. Hello. Really.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You are awesome welcome.
Awesome band.
Wait, I don't think they were here.
Right. They weren't.
They weren't a thing now, but they're a good thing to know.
They were close. They were close, though. You want no? Now I got to look it up.
Yeah, it's like a pit kind of a thing. It's a hole, but if.
So the Wheel of Blood and the names of the four lead you to the secret fifth. Are we assuming that the four are the mother, father, son, and daughter? And are we assuming that the mother is named Marjorie and the father's Philip?
No.
No?
No, Marjorie left the children. She would have taken them with her.
Yeah.
Also, she said mother and I are leaving.
Yeah.
But Lacuna Coil did start in 94, apparently.
Mm.
So, okay. I mean, you know.
Melanie's just like on it. Like, Melanie knows.
Like, right there. So, are they talking about how, like, because all the rooms and stuff we've been in don't fit in the house we saw before we came in. I mean, it was like just this two-story Cracker Box kind of thing. And then now we've got a hayloft and more hallways and there's an elevator somewhere. And why would that house need an elevator? It's like, it's soft.
It's growing around us.
Yeah. Mm. Like an amoeba or something weird. I think we just need to attack its mitochondria.
That's the powerhouse of man itself.
Right? Because that's how we take that.
We would have to find it first.
Oh. Yeah.
I mean, it's
Also, what is an antinomy?
I don't know what an antinomy is.
I have to send y'all this. My bad.
Well, but there's something the room in the cellar. Like. Or there was something in the cellar.
Are those shoes or is that a dead bird?
Is that the note?
Oh, yeah, that could be shoes or dead bird. Good call, Sarah.
that would have been the note.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, that was the note.
Okay. Oh, there's a figure over on the right there. Is that something we should be concerned about?
Oh, I don't like it. I don't like it. It has white eyes and it's...
You don't see anything.
Okay.
Little hand is sticking out.
I don't...
Unless you're looking for something, you don't see anything.
I'm not looking for shit. I want to leave this room real quick.
Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem getting out of here.
Okay.
We should look at it.
You want to go look at it?
I'm going to go look at it because I'm...
All right. Now it is time for the first roll of my game.
Oh, boy.
We've woken the dude.
Oh, God. Were there things in all of the other rooms that we didn't notice?
No, not at all.
Oh, boy.
I'm going back.
They're following us now, right?
No. All right. So what you're going to do, you are going to roll your 2d6 plus the house die. And add your mind to look around.
Okay, so I'm going to add my the number of my mind.
Yes.
Okay.
So we take the highest number and add.
So remember the house die does not count towards your score. I just need you to roll that to let me know if the house does something. But you're going to add the result of like. Add the two numbers and then add your mind.
Oh, okay, good. That's both.
Yes.
Okay. All right. So by 2d6,
mm-hmm.
are 5 and 4, so 9, mm-hmm. plus my mind score, which is a 3, so that's 12.
Mm-hmm.
And the house die rolled 1.
Fantastic. The house does not act. But in actively looking around the room, you do see this shadowy form who has always been standing by the curio cabinet.
Oh,
geez.
Who looks very humanoid. But there is something about the way he moves that calls to mind something amorphous or boneless.
Amoeba.
Not good.
He's just standing there.
Just chilling. Okay.
Let's go.
Am I the only one who sees him at this point in time?
No. If you call attention to him, everyone can see him.
Guys.
Can I gently try to poke it with a crowbar?
Certainly. As you poke it with a crowbar, it changes its shape.
Oh, what?
Oh, no.
The man.
Oh, that's not good.
Yeah, no, the man's body forms, as if called from the ether, a conspiracy of ravens, far more ravens than you've probably ever seen in your life, and really could probably fit in this room, form this man's body as his shape turns into something a bit more solid. There's a very tall, like, stovetop hat on his head. And you hear him say, speaking with a multitude of voices, it's almost as if these ravens are speaking in these voices. He says, we want only the dreams. In a multitude of pitches, shrill and grating, and then whispering, and then monotone, and that's what he says to you.
Hey.
I was trying to see if it was the beginnings of the poem, but it doesn't seem that way.
It is not.
No.
Can I ask him what kind of dreams, like sleepy dreams or like desires? Is that what they mean? Or does he not respond?
He responds with the same 8 words he gave you before.
Okay.
Really good bad idea.
Oh, what?
I'm going to just lay down on the couch and take a nap.
All right, cool.
I think we should punch it.
I wish I could just lay down on the couch and instantly take a nap. I'm pretty good at it, but like...
Does the Court of Owls man, just the crow man.
Those are ravens, dude.
The raven.
Those are some crows. That's not even a murder of crows. That's a straight up serial murder of crows.
Alfred Hitchcock's The Birds seem hostile?
At this moment, no. Okay. As you all continue to talk amongst yourselves about what you want to do to this man who is ravens, he repeats what he says again. We want only the dreams.
I feel like the longer we don't give him what he wants, the more we're annoying him, and that's not good.
Punch him.
I think we should tell him our dreams. What we want.
Do you want?
I guess I want to not grow up to be like my dad.
Fair enough. Did it do anything after he says that?
So Olaf, what do you do? Like, give me he's still there. The ravens are still there and it's wild and unbelievable. But what do you do?
I guess I just talk to him directly and tell him what my future dreams are.
OK. Okay.
My life goals.
Okay. As you begin to talk, the Raven Dream responds to you. Yes, thank you. Take what you see. And I would like for you to describe to me one of Olaf's most vivid dreams. Like, you could be talking about not wanting, like, you know, your future goals and things like that. But as you begin to talk and the Raven Dream says thank you and he moves closer to you, the what is in your mind is not these future goals, or they could be these future goals. But I want you to explain to me what the most vivid, like one of the most vivid dreams you've ever had was.
I think it would probably be right after my dad died, and it basically be me in the graveyard kind of sitting there and kind of feeling the earth move beneath me as if he was coming back or something.
As the memory of this dream floods your mind, you all see, and Olaf, you feel as if you are being buffeted by the wings of these ravens. The Raven Dream steps up to you, and it's almost like these ravens completely engulf you. And as they leave you, Olaf, you cannot remember that. You know there was something there, but it's right on the edges of your memory. Like, you're trying to grasp, but it's like trying to grasp smoke. And so
I can't think of a dream, guys, if you guys want to try to do something.
And the ravens are actually, like, they have dispersed. Like, they swarmed you. Like inside baseball, they swarmed you. They grabbed that dream and they're gone. Mm. The Raven Dream got what he wanted.
And he, like, the guy is gone too, or just, I mean, he was Ravens. He was Ravens.
The Ravens are gone and he is.
Okay. Is his hat still there?
It's
no,
not.
You can't have his hat.
He took his hat with him.
Okay. Figured I'd check.
Don't let her steal the hats.
Okay.
And you are left in this now empty and quiet room.
Olaf, are you good?
Yeah. I don't know. I was trying to think of a dream to give him and I couldn't think of anything and then he left.
Did we witness all the ravens?
You saw the ravens kind of like fly around him and okay. Like, but it looked like he was just engulfed by them and then they dispersed.
So he didn't have to speak to tell the dream. They just pulled it from his brain.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So we wouldn't even heard.
Like, you would have heard the Raven Dream say thank you. Like, he says, like, yes, thank you. I will take this dream from you. But Olaf, and you can sense that you have lost something. Like I say, it's like trying to grab a dream as soon as you wake up, right? Mm-hmm. Like, you can feel that you dreamt about something, but you have no idea what it is.
Wow.
Do you feel okay to proceed, or are you?
I think I'm fine.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to call not dibs on the next one.
Okay.
Fair. That's fair. You just had a lot of ravens swirl around you. I'm going to go.
Your options are to go back the way you came, or there's a door on the opposite side of the
You said that there was a door right next to the door that we came out of originally?
Yes.
Okay, I think I'll go to that door.
Okay, so back through the corridor?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, fantastic. Let me get back there.
Yeah, that door is unlocked.
I will slowly open it. Unless somebody else wants to take the lead.
Go for it.
Cool. Thanks, guys. I open the door.
You're doing such a great job.
You open this door, and it is another square room similar to the nursery. But this room looks way more familiar to you, and not in the sense that you actually recognize what's in this room. There is a twin size bed in the corner. There's a desk directly across from the door, and sports equipment. There's posters on the walls. Like, there's one poster of like a battle scarred warrior in armor holding a sword, and another poster of like a really cool 70s sports car that is like just kicking up smoke as it, you know, as it burns rubber. And there's a hockey stick hanging up on like leaning against the wall. It's a teenage boy's bedroom that you're in.
Is it you like the 70s car? Is like everything in the room 70s era, or is it
not necessarily 70s era? This is based on what you see around the room. This is kind of just like a car that this kid liked.
Okay, so it's not
he's
not particular to the time. Just it was a cool car. Okay.
Yep.
Anything behind the posters?
Oh.
Ooh! You peel one of the posters off the wall. It's just the wall.
Just the wall. Okay.
Yeah.
Pulling a Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah. Did Andy Dufresne was a servant? Right.
And then there is a dresser to the left of the.
Did you mention there was a desk?
Yeah, there's a desk directly across from the door.
Can I check out the desk and see if there's anything of note?
Sure. The only thing of note is a spiral bound notebook on the desk that looks like it has math notebook in it. Like it has math homework in it.
So I don't understand any of it. Megs, would you like to look at this math notebook?
Don't look at me. Send it to Sam.
Sam, okay. You have a robot. Look at the math.
I'll look at the math.
Sure. You flip through the notebook.
Is it just math?
It's just math. Except once you get a little bit further into it, like, you know, the math looks like it gets a little bit more complicated. Like, this kid is using it throughout the school year. But towards the end, each page has scrawled on it in very dark letters. Like, this kid took a pencil and just drove it into the notebook paper. It says, "I hate you. I will kill you. I'm better than you." And it's repeated several times across the final couple pages of the notebook.
Yeah. Math got dark. It says, and I show them that it's like, "I hate you." Now, okay, we've all felt that about math, but then the personification of "I will kill you," I don't. Yeah, there's something going on here. "I will kill you." Is there anybody in here?
Can I look under the mattress? Because I know as a teen boy, that's where I hide things.
Sure. Like the covers of the bed are, you know, covered in dust and stuff like that. But you feel under the mattress. And as you feel under the mattress, you feel the bed frame move. As if not by something you did, but by something that might be under the bed.
Oh,
going to slowly back my feet up and then back my hands out.
You do that.
Under the bed, guys.
Under the bed, what?
Under
what?
You feel like under kicking where? A soccer ball under the bed?
All right, fine. I kick a soccer ball under the bed.
All right. You kick a soccer ball under the bed.
It's a ranged attack.
And we're going to find out what's under that bed on the next episode.
Ah!
Oh, man!
Let's
All right. How are you feeling about this so far? Please tell me everything.
Oh, I love it.
This
actually fits really perfectly into like Tales from the Loop and Things from the Flood.
This is great.
My stomach is in my throat.
Awesome. And nothing has even happened to you yet.
I love the art on all of these.
Oh, yeah. The art is gorgeous.
They're all gorgeous.
I've screamed and nearly pissed myself twice. So,
as it should be.
All right. Well, as I said, we are going to find out what Mags's soccer ball comes into contact with on the next episode. Thank you all very much for listening, for watching, for existing in the same space with us. We are Theater of the Mind Players, and good luck getting me out of this seat, Rob.
Hey friends, it's Tawny here. Thank you so much for joining us for our playthrough of Darkest House featuring the one and only Latia Jaquise. We were so excited to have Latia on the show as we returned to spooky season, because we're never quite finished with spooky season here at Theater of the Mind Players, and there's always time for a sequel. We are also super excited to bring back the song Sonder by Exandroid, which you're listening to right now. You can get your very own copy of Darkest House wherever you get your Monty Cook games, whether that's online or at your friendly local gaming store or your flags. No. Flags isn't working. All right. Well, anyhow, thank you again for joining us, and we'll catch you on the flip side.